Well, they've got the reserves just shy of two, and then they need the 750.
Mr. Chair, can I make a suggestion? Why don't we table that till after lunch, and then we could perhaps work on that?
I'm guessing we can get this figured in the next 15 minutes, just so we don't have too much at the end. Are you good with that, Councillor?
Well, I was just thinking, though, that if we're going to break at noon, then maybe we could work on the wording over lunch. It's on. For what it's worth.
We're getting a number of things built up at the tail end of this, but fair enough. So that's a motion to refer this to the end of the agenda. Correct?
Sure. Yep.
Madam Clerk? Let's refer it so we don't lose it. Oh, seconded by Councillor Hooper. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Trail.
Okay. So are we allowed to ask multiple questions, or are we only allowed like one?
You're allowed one amendment, but ask all the questions that you want.
Okay, so I'm just going to get all my questions out of the way then. With respect to the projected increase in health and dental, I believe it was, I'll just pull it up here. Yeah, health and dental increase of $297,952. I just wanted to know, have we gotten any other quotes, or can we, if we haven't?
Ms. Morano is going to be the best to answer that.
Through the chair, that actually was brought to council recently with the report that dealt with the renewal of the premiums.
Okay.
And the ASO consideration was brought forward at that time.
I just wanted to make sure that was tied into that. Okay. The next question I have. So with all due respect, Mr. Mayor, just curious as to why office furniture is a constant expense each year. So if you turn to page 16 of the budget, it's $2,122. I'm just curious why it's built in every year for furniture.
Councillor, you'll probably find that across page 16. Where are you?
16 of the actual budget. Sorry, this is the only document I referred to. So, item.
So I'm going to guess that the answer is, Councillor, I think if you go back, you're going to find that very little, if any. There might have been some spent this year. Hang on for a minute. In the office, even with zero spent. So I think you'll find, thank you. No, got it right here. I think you'll find across a number of departments that there's just a placeholder in there. And then when we do spend money, we tend to spend more than, five years ago when we got they knew it would have in all likelihood exceeded. Mr. Pinn, you're desperate to push your I thought so. If you I guess you could take that out, you'd want to look across all of the departments, understanding that any particular year you're going to need to replace stuff.
Just through the chair, I did look through the other departments, and that's why I asked this, because office furniture does not, to me, seem to be a constant expense, and I just have some problems with that. My next question regards, with respect to the new staff member for part-time animal care attendant in clerks, my question is, don't we have a volunteer program, and can't we rely on the volunteers to provide animal care, or?
Through the chair, we have a volunteer program, and the work that the volunteers are able to do is very limited due to collective agreement work.
So through the chair, what is this animal care attendant supposed to do that might impinge that the volunteers can't do?
The volunteers are limited to socialization and dog walking and possibly brushing cats. They are not authorized to provide any medical assistance, administer any meds, feed, or clean, which is the work of the animal care attendant, as well as facilitate adoptions, address any concerns with any members of the public coming into the shelter for assistance.
Thank you. And I've met with staff about everything else. Can I use my amendment? My amendment opportunity now. So I know I'm going to leave staffing because I understand there's another motion coming forward. I would like to omit from page 138, operations transfer to reserve of 25,000. This is an increase, so from last year of 25,000, so I'd like to omit that. So that is omit the increase. And just to follow that up, you can see it's been steady at 303,000 each year. So I don't see why we can't continue to maintain that as we have with the previous two budgets. So,
Mr. Pinn has an answer for that.
Just to confirm we're on the same line, I just want to double check with Councillor Trail that it is 7412.
That's correct.
Okay. And the answer as to why it's steady at 303 is because that was what council allowed us to transfer. So that number will always be what the budget number is.
Thank you. So if I can get a seconder, then.
Okay, questions or comments on that? Sorry.
Can the council read that back, please?
Yeah, so if you go to page, I can help you.
Got
go to page 138.
No, I've got that. I just want to know what she proposed.
So well, I'm proposing, yeah, that there not be a $25,000 increase in this reserve.
That'll remain 303.
Correct.
All right, any further questions? Mr. Pinn, your thoughts on that?
My only thoughts would be that reserves and reserve funds are used in situations, and we've used them today, are used in situations to smooth tax levy impact in the future. It is possible, I don't have a crystal ball, but it is possible that 25,000 might be the difference in a future year but getting something done or not. Basically, it's either going into the reserve fund now or it will be on the levy in the future. So it's really up to council on that.
All right, call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. Councillor Anderson, you would be up.
Ties into Joe's motion as well, so.
So what's that on the funding envelope?
Yes.
Okay, so I think we'll have lots of discussion on that. Beyond amendments, do you have any questions, anything that you want to ask?
No, I am. I'm good, thank you.
All right, Councillor Hooper, you're up.
No, I'm okay at the moment, thank you.
Councillor Jones, you're up.
I would look at under the mayor's budget and what page 18, I believe. These guys went too fast. I wasn't quite ready. I would move to remove the allotted money, $1,500 for Ward 1 counselor for the conferences, to just remove that from the budget. I do not think that I will be using that at this point this year.
So, Councillor, it's entirely up to you whether you spend it. Now, if you remove it, it will have to be added back in future budgets.
I understand that.
Okay, do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Trail, thank you. Questions or comments? So I will opine that conferences for councillors are really important things. You know, at the point in time when we stop going to these, your ability to meet, network, learn, especially now, is really, really important. And I can tell you, I can't speak for any of the other councillors, but For myself, you know, I can put out, point out some very direct beneficial things that have happened in the municipality because of conferences that I've been at. So I would encourage all of you, please go to conferences, please take courses, learn, mix, mingle, do things. On the motion to remove the $1,500 conference expense, I'll call the question. All in support?
I had a question.
Sorry. Okay, so when I ask you to talk, I go last. Councillor Anderson. Sorry.
And if you don't spend it, what happens to that money?
It's simply not spent.
Just spent, so I'm okay with it staying in, to be quite honest.
Well, so it's a, okay. Further questions or comments? I will allow you to respond. Councillor Jones?
And I'm certainly not saying that I would not be going to any conferences, and absolutely I plan on doing lots of education. I just don't feel that this is my own personal belief, that I do not want the taxpayer paying for that, and I feel that it is very important to still do that, but I will be paying for it on my own.
Moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Jones, second time around. Yes, good. Yes, go ahead, Councillor. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Councillor Neal.
I'm going to move an amendment to this to add mine in there as well, to be deleted, the regional councillor ward 1 and 2, $1,500 budget for conferences.
So do we have a seconder? I'm guessing you're going to second that, Councillor Jones. Thank you. So
just if I could speak to it very briefly. I hear what you're saying, Mr. Chair, but at the same time, what concerns me in 2018 was that I think one of the councillors was overspent her $1,500 limit by quite a bit. It was almost, I think, $6,000. So I've got some concerns about, from an overall standpoint, about how that could happen. But you know, if I've been to conferences, I wrote the check myself. I'm not saying every counselor should do that, just personal belief that I have. I went to one in Windsor, and I heard everybody, and you know, some things were useful, other things weren't. But you know, I think we have to put a fence around these at the same time to say, you know what, if you'd have a $1,500 budget, you don't get to spend more than that, and if you do, you're funding that yourself. So I think we have to maybe talk a bit more about that. But I don't know how a councillor was able to spend over $7,000 on budgets in 2018. So I guess indirectly spent the budget that I didn't want for myself, and was able to utilize that along with other unspent money from other councillors and basically aggregate the whole thing. So I think we got to address that hopefully today or maybe the next general government meeting, how we control that. So the other thing about the conference is I don't understand why some of these aren't just available on webcasts. You know, like I on a regular basis will watch webcasts for educational things. Some of the speeches should be on webcast, and you know, the
so I'm going to interrupt you for a moment, Councillor Neal. Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, sure.
Second by Councillor Jones. All in support? Opposed? It's carried. Thank you.
So, you know, the Municipal Association maybe needs to look at, you know, advancing the technology where not everybody has to get in a room and be together. We could be doing some of that remotely and maybe save some money along the way. So, especially when it comes to the federal one, which, I know is very popular, but, you know, especially if it's in Vancouver. And I've actually overheard a councillor talking about heading out to, I can't remember if it was Calgary or Vancouver, and booking a side vacation at the same time. So that goes on, and that concerns me that, you know, vacations are piggybacked off some of these conferences we sort of took a self-imposed salary hit for the, and this is an expense that I think if a counselor wants to go, great, I'll agree to it. You get up to $1,500, but if you're saying up front, I don't want to go, why do we need to collect the money from the taxpayer and then use it for something else? That's all. So it might seem like a small amount, but I think apart from the one issue that it was $7,800 in 2018, $7,600 the year before, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. It was $7,800, again, I better not quote the wrong thing, but I think the point is, if you don't plan on going, then great. Save the taxpayer a bit of money, and we've got lots of things that we can spend that on, so lots of things. So thank you.
All right. Questions, comments? On the amendment, we're coming back to the main motion, Councillor. You still have a chance. On the amendment, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? Okay, I need hands up for opposed. Okay, and that motion fails. On the main motion, further questions, comments? Councillor Hooper?
No, I just think this has turned out to be a little bit of a... Anyways, we'll just leave it there. If you look at some of the people that in previous years gone by, some people have not claimed that and have paid out of their own pockets anyway. They just leave it. If they want to leave it there, they leave it there. So, I mean, I agree with Councillor Anderson, what he said.
Okay, anything further on the main motion?
Recorded vote, please.
Thank you, Councillor Neal. So I'll maintain my position. I think it's really important that councillors have the ability to do the conference. As a matter of fact, I think $1,500 is probably not a lot. Councillor Neal, in terms of FCM, I think if you look, you will find that very few councillors actually go to FCM. It is not it's not significantly attended by Clarington Council on that. My concern with this is it sets up councillors that are not in the same position as other councillors. So for those of you with full-time jobs, this is a pretty good paying part-time job. If this is your full-time job, there is a real potential hardship, and it does set it up politically. So if you don't think that you're putting pressure on your colleagues to not spend money, which is money that's well spent, you'd be mistaken. If you don't spend the money, to the point that we have other things to spend the money on, don't spend the money. But I think you're losing. I think you're losing a lot, and I think that the municipality is losing a lot when you're not prepared to spend the time, you're not prepared to go to these things, learn, and bring benefits back to the municipality. You guys are probably sick to death of hearing me say this, but we wouldn't have high speed here today if I hadn't gone to a conference through Viridian. End of story. Yeah, that was a side conversation. I could go on if I spent some time thinking about things that have come back. Councillor Neal, at Durham Region, there's going to be a motion. Councillor Anderson has seconded it. Councillor Leahy, it won't be myself, Councillor Anderson, because I'm not going to be there. That might make things way safer for kids on buses. Direct result coming back. And again, I could go on. So these are important. If you have enough money to write the check yourself, wonderful. But please don't put pressure on the other councillors that may not be in the same position. This should not be a job that only wealthy individuals can do. That was a recorded vote, Councillor Neal.
On the motion to reduce councillor Ward 1 conferences account from 1,500 to zero, Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion fails. Okay, folks, we're about 5 minutes early. Do we want to go for 5 minutes, or do we want to start lunch and just come back in an hour?
Let's break till 1 p.m.
All right. Back to order, please. We ended with Councillor Jones. Councillor Neal's on his way back, so Councillor Hooper's running a few seconds late anyway. So, Councillor Neal, you would be up on questions, and if you have an amendment to bring forward.
Yeah, I have a motion on, want to revisit that motion on the library, Mr. Chair, if I could.
Okay. I think the clerk is going to put that up for you. Okay, and do you have a seconder for that? You guys can see that, it's up on the screen. This is the amendment for the proposal from the library. Councillor, essentially that takes the 750 borrowing out, so we don't need to worry about that, and we want them to come back with their plans before doing anything, correct? Okay, so we do need a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Trail. Questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. Councillor Anderson, do you have any questions, comments, or amendments to bring forward? Oh, sorry, I'm going. Perfect. Well, I'm going around the table anyway, yeah. And I should be with Councillor Trail next. Councillor Neal sitting over there is really messing me up. Councillor Trail.
Can we start making arrangements for a swap because for permanent seating relocation? All right.
Do you have a favorite that you want? Or?
Well, we can draw teams later. Okay, so Grandview Children's Center, question, is the $20,000 built into the budget currently?
Through the chair, no, it's not.
So unless somebody adds it in, it won't be put in, is that correct?
Through the chair, sorry, I misunderstood your question. It's not in the base, so it's never been in the budget. It is currently right now in the budget, so unless council moves it out, it okay. is in.
So I'll move to remove that from the budget, the $20,000.
Okay, do we have a seconder on that? Councillor Neal, thank you.
So, just quick question. So, through the chair, I mean, this isn't the business that we're in, right? We're not a nonprofit organization. We're not here to. This is not a Clarington organization. So, I don't see why it's in here. And if it were in here, then how come we aren't funding, right, all the other organizations that are similar in scope to this one? So, I am concerned that we are opening the door to something we've never funded them before. And again, there's plenty of other organizations that we could be supporting, and I just don't think that it's fair that we play favorites.
Okay. Further questions? Councillor Anderson.
I beg to differ. We have a satellite in Bowmanville. We have roughly 1,000 children in Clarington that benefits from Grandview Children's Center. So I believe it's vital to our community, and it's vital to our growth as a community to let that remain in the budget. I think it's a very worthwhile cause. If there was any cause that I would support, this is one of them.
Okay. Anything further? Councillor Neal?
Well, my understanding, as I recall, the original ask was 500,000. Is that what the original?
Through the chair, I believe it was 100,000, but it could have been over five
oh, okay.
years.
Maybe I misunderstood that, and I thought it was a larger ask. So this would be 20,000 for 5 years, is that the idea?
Through the chair, that would be the intent, yes.
I mean, I kind of agree on the one hand with Councillor Trail, and I agree with Councillor Anderson. I'm sort of caught on this one where...
If it was easy, it wouldn't be any fun, Councillor.
Yeah, I know. So like,
all right. Anything further?
Well, the I know that it does help Clarington residents. I know that, you know, on the other hand, though, it's not entirely clear to me how moving this big office to Ajax will improve, or making the big center in Ajax will improve necessarily Clarington, or provide clear benefits to Clarington, that's all. So anyway, I do appreciate the notion here. I think I'll support it in the end, in the sense of supporting the 20,000. I guess my only concern is, will there be other people, other bodies in stepping forward, okay, to ask for similar things? And I mean, that concerns me. So I'd almost thought of bringing a motion saying, okay, this will foreclose, once we get over these, the Lake Ridge and this one, that we will not entertain further requests for the balance of the year. I'm just saying I might put that on the table, where if I will probably support this, but I may move a motion to say council won't entertain further requests for healthcare type / other funding from, you know, that's all. So this is a tough one for me.
Right. Councilor Hooper.
Yeah, I agree with my two colleagues on my right. This is a tough decision to make, but one question that I may have in regards to, if this gets supported, will they shut down the, do we know whether they'll shut down the facilities at the Knox Christian School? Or will that be in, will we still have that as a satellite campus, so to speak?
Don't know, but, you know, we can find out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Pinn is thinking he doesn't think so, but again, we'll find out.
Go ahead. Through the chair, I believe the ask was mainly to replace the facility that's at Town Line and Bloor.
Right.
Then not necessarily Knox School. That's my understanding of the presentation about a year ago. But I stand to be corrected.
Thank you.
Do you have a clarification on that, Councillor Anderson? Or
yes, I did ask the Executive Director, Lorraine, and she said the campus at Knox would remain open, so, as well as one in Scugog.
Perfect.
In
Thank
Port
you.
Perry.
All right, anything further on that? So I'm citing, Councillor Anderson hit the nail on the head. A significant number of families are benefiting from that, in a world where there are very few places for them to go to. We sort of, not all of us, but for those of us that were on council last time, you know, we made a commitment that we didn't really follow through on. So at budget time, we said no, suggested that there were other opportunities for them to find money, and there were a couple of occasions where we didn't support that. Clarington residents, Clarington families will absolutely benefit from this, despite the fact that it's not located in Clarington. There is significant support from other municipalities as well, for exactly the same reason that we should be supporting this. Second time around, Councillor Anderson? We need seconded by Councillor Neal. All in support? Opposed? Yeah. Carried?
Councillor Anderson. Just to follow up on what you said through the chair, that all other municipalities have supported it. I believe we were the only one that's left that hadn't lent support.
All right, anything further? So on the, sorry, what was the motion? The motion was to remove, so to deny or to delete, pardon me, the $20,000. Yes. All right, so on the motion to deny, essentially, call the question, all in support. Opposed? And Councillor, it was a good try. Okay, Councillor Anderson, you're waiting for the discussion for Councillor Neal. I'll keep asking you just in case. Councillor Hooper, questions, comments, or amendments?
Have we tackled the Hope of Durham? I don't know exactly what that is. I remember some questions around it.
Through the chair, right now there was a request from Hope of Durham for funding. It is right now in the budget, so if council wants to remove that, that's up to them. I don't recall a lot of that presentation, but it was a $5,000 ask. I think it was $20,000 overall, or $20,000 or $25,000 overall for their capital project for Hope of German, $5,000 for 4 years. So that was a request back in, I'd say, the summer.
Okay, can somebody please refresh my mind as to what that Hope of Durham is? I'm having a little difficulty. So like you say, it's a long time ago, so.
Bear with us. We're Councillor Anderson, you can help us.
I can't help much because I tried to Google and there wasn't much there. So it said something about traffic, but it was very limited information. So
there was Safe Home Hope. We don't know if it's the if it's the same or not, and that was, I'm going to call it, it was a facility for young women that had been caught up in the sex trade, but I don't know.
I'll give you a motion to defer it to a future budget.
Okay, so a motion to defer it to council?
A future year's budget.
Okay, hang on for a second. Can you hold that thought? The clerk has it.
You go. We're fighting.
Okay.
Who's got control?
The clerk is fighting for control. Scary.
Okay, through the chair, I'm just looking through our minutes. It was Elizabeth Pierce from the Catholic Family Services of Durham regarding the Hope of Durham Region Capital Initiative. Catholic Family Services of Durham was present regarding the Hope of Durham Initiative. She explained that in 2010, the Catholic Family Services of Durham submitted a major capital grant application to the Ministry of Community and Social Services in May of 2017, was awarded $1.12 million. They purchased the property. Its vision is to provide a single point of access for key support services to all individuals and families in Durham Region. Regional breakdown. The benefits of the program, including increasing access to key services and an overall reduction in overhead costs for collaborative partners. She was requesting $20,000 for all four agencies. Didn't come out much further than an explanation than that.
Well, I'd like to remove that from the budget, please.
Councillor Jones?
When was that presentation made, or I don't remember it. What was the date? Okay.
June 18, 2018.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that was before me. All right, thank you.
All right, anything further on the motion to deny? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. Councillor Jones.
I would move under community services capital projects to remove the replacement of the existing lockers at the Curtis Community Complex.
Okay, can you give us a page?
There's no page number on that one. It's under capital projects.
I'm sorry, page?
Under community services in the capital projects. There's no page number.
Okay, so page 200 as a summary. Okay, so are you looking at 17601, the walk behind scrubber?
No. I'm looking at project 421, 19503 CCC, pool locker replacement, replacement of existing lockers in male, female, and family pool change rooms. The lockers originally installed in 1997 are metal and are at the point of replacement. They are also operated by token and key, which is not consistent with how visitors want to use lockers to store their personal belongings.
Okay, and that was a $40,000 item, correct?
Correct.
Seconding that, Councilor Neal? Okay, questions or comments? Councilor Neal?
Well, I took a chance to actually look at them. I thought they looked pretty good. There was some needed some minor work, but and the other thing though was there was a mixture of tokens, and you can bring your own lock. I mean, so they look perfectly acceptable to me. Maybe not. You know, they didn't look maybe as quite as up modern as the ones in the fitness room, change room, but still, I thought pretty good. I mean, their lockers, they looked like they stood up pretty well. So I think we could take that off the tax levy and for now, thank you.
Okay. Anything further on that? Mr. Caruana? Always looking for staff input.
We don't have a problem if council wants to pull this item. They'll be what they are, obviously, and they're functioning. It's just that we thought that they would benefit from an upgrade. Some point in the future, we'll look at it again. It's not a problem.
All right. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Can we get a 5-minute break, please? Councilor Neal, second by Councilor Anderson. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All righty, we'll call the meeting back to order. Councilor Jones, so Councilor Neal would be up next. Councilor Neal?
So a motion to divide staffing changes from the budget, and that the budget for all new staffing apart from future funding for fire service be $315,600 annualized, including climate change coordinator and policy analyst. If I can get a seconder.
So can you repeat the number, Councilor?
Okay, $315,600.
Okay, and that's seconded by Councilor Trail. Councilor Neal?
So, again, the idea, I think, is as opposed to us trying as a council trying to decide whose requests are more meritorious than another, and I've always been somewhat uncomfortable with that sort of given the that sort of process. To me, this is trying to put a number on it. Again, I realize that it's not the number, for example, that staff would have asked for or didn't ask for when they quantified it, which I think was 430,000. And I'm not exactly sure how that planning one would fit into this, Mr. Chair. I'd need some, I think that includes the contract planner. I would need to maybe get some assistance with that. But I think it would be up to the CAO to figure out whether whose priorities are higher for the organization. I know he's done that already, but I think, again, it needs just some further refinement to get to that number. So thank you.
All right. Questions or comments? Councilor Neal, 315,600 is a very specific number. So clearly you have a sense of who's in and who's out.
Well, it was...
And I know you don't want to do that, but the number is too specific to not have done that, right?
Well, it was... I think it was 200... So if I go to the report... I'm looking for that in the report. Bear with me.
That starts on 25, right?
Yeah, so... So it's 200 plus 27,100 for the climate change coordinator and the other position of 87.5. So it's a sum of 200, I believe, plus 27.1 plus 87.5. That should work out to that number I come up with.
So, sorry, it might be easier to say who's not in.
Well, I, again, it's not saying.
Okay, you've got an.
It's not saying, you know, one engineering position is in and one operations person or whatever. It's just saying here's a block of money that you can spend on that annualized. So, thank you.
Okay, so I'm sure we'll have some more debate, Mr. Allison. You guys will, of course, do whatever Council suggests, but there will be folks who are in, folks who are out. Does this impede significant? Does $1,000 one way or the other help? So it's a pretty specific number.
I just did the math, and I figured after you take the two positions out, there's $211,000 to go to the balance to fund, as the CAO would see fit. I'm in council's hands. I didn't put anything forward by way of a recommendation if I didn't think it was money well, taxpayer dollars well spent. There were other positions that were requested, and you can see the explanations to why they were or were not included. I did ask all department heads to only ask for positions that they absolutely felt would be needed. So this is... It's less than the number than what I went forward with the recommendation. It's less than the... it's much less than the recommended threshold for the budget policy, the staffing funding policy, but that's not before you now. I am obviously in council's hands. I'll take direction on it, but I'm not really sure how I'd split the $211,000 at this point. I'd have to go through and see how the numbers worked out.
All right. Why don't you guys share?
Through the chair, I was going to ask the clerk, because I believe that there was resolution previously for the corporate policy analyst that gave funding direction to the director of finance, but I wasn't sure if it was Councillor Neal's intent to include that corporate policy analyst in this 315.
Well, I was just going off of 4.4, which did include it. I mean, if there was another way of doing that, I don't know if that, for example, was I'd be open to. For example, I don't know. I think there's some consulting money under the CAO's budget, which if that could be fit under there, I don't know.
Sorry, I understood you to say the figure of 315.6 included the climate change coordinator plus that policy analyst, and those were the numbers that were included in 4.4. Mr. Pinn and I actually had the conversation over the lunch hour with the previous direction. Where would the money come from? I said I would include it in this lump sum because I think that's the proper place to put it. But that does leave the $211,000 figure.
Right. Further questions or comments? Mr. Pinn, do you know where we are now?
Through the chair, 3.17%, which is... $44.83.
So is that including this motion, or...?
That would include this motion.
Okay, so... Councilor Neal, I know where you're trying to go, but I've got some real concerns. I don't know how, I'm looking at the staff positions, so as Councilor Hooper indicated, you know, the person to deal with traffic, you know, huge issue, I think is a really important position that we fill. You know, the other individual, and if I read that correctly, Mr. Allison, the other engineering position, we've got some real challenges getting applications through. We're hearing from developers that it's sometimes tough getting work done in Clarendon.
At the risk of oversimplifying, I'll let Mr. Callis speak to it, but yeah, that position is intended to deal with the time is taking us to process development applications. It's on the approvals front.
And we have the dubious distinction of being one of the slowest. Not sure how accurate that was, but it was certainly reported that way.
I'm not entirely sure how fair or accurate that is, but we've identified a need, and we think we would benefit with the addition of that staff resource in terms of responding to some of the developers' concerns about the time it takes to process some applications. But I want to be very clear that the time it takes us to process applications is not solely as a result of staffing levels within the municipality. There's other reasons that contribute to the time it takes us to process applications, but engineering has identified this as a need or an area that we could certainly benefit from in terms of improving the time frames associated with our aspects of the processing.
So, Councilor Neal, again, I understand where you're going with this, but I can tell you I'm quite happy to support what the CAO was suggesting moving forward. I guess it might have been helpful to have that staffing policy in front of us to understand, but he'll be forced to. I don't know what decisions he'll be making in terms of cutting, but you know, if you look at what's in front of us here, I don't know who you'd want to lose. Anyway, with that, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that motion fails. Councillor Trail.
Sorry, I guess it helps turn that on. I already spoke with the Director of Community Services on this. And you'll note the reserve here, this is a $25,000 increase. This is Community Services Admin Reserve. It's near the bottom of the page. You'll note that this reserve fund currently has in it $434,200, and that this amount has remained in there static from 2017 and 2018. So while I appreciate that we do need to contribute to reserves, we've got, you know, other issues that we need to address here today. So my moving that we do not increase the contribution to reserve by the $25,000 will see that the reserve fund remains already in a healthy position of nearly $500,000. So again, that motion is to delete the $25,000 increase to the existing $434,000 reserve.
Seconding that, Councilor Neal, thank you. Questions or comments? Mr. Pym?
Through the chair, my comments would be the same as they were with the previous reserve fund transfer.
Okay. So I guess the obvious question is, why after leaving it alone have you decided to add to it?
Through the chair, my predecessor as well as myself are looking at asset management needs going into the future, and in conversations with Mr. Caruana as well, the existing reserve fund transfer is not necessarily getting us further ahead to where we could necessarily use it. If you have a balance in that amount, then, you know, you kind of are restricted as to how much you can take at any given time. So that's one of the reasons for increasing it. Cost of capital replacement goes up every year, and we have to keep up with it.
Great. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? Councillor Anderson, I didn't see you vote one way or the other. Are you in support or opposed? Support. That motion is carried. I just did not see it, sir. Did not see your hand. All right. And guess what? Just because of that, you're up next. Carried. Your mic, Counselor.
Through the chair, are we going to deal with the fire hiring? Is that separate from?
So, Counselor Neal's motion did not pass. So, yeah. Go right ahead and see what you're thinking.
I was just wondering if we could, maybe if the chief could elaborate whether this increase would, is it to accommodate four to a truck, fire truck or not?
So you're looking at the 125 yeah. a year that's going aside?
Yeah.
Okay, so chief, why, and I'm gonna try here. We'd be looking at hiring four firefighters probably next year, correct? If we continue with the 125. So in 2020, is that accurate? So do you need them?
The four was to balance out the Newcastle station to give us five men per shift. There's four shifts. Currently they're at four.
So does this help? Councillor Anderson's question is, does this help with the four guys on a truck?
Well, it would provide, right now they are four, often three, but if we had five, then they'd be more times four than three. I don't know if that complicates it or makes it, but currently we staff that truck with four, but quite often there's somebody off, so it's three. We'd like to get to four.
So, Councillor, so you know, and another motion might come forward. Right now we're putting aside $125,000 every year as if we hired a firefighter. We haven't. This year, there's another $125,000 that we're putting aside if it stays in the budget, which would allow us to hire a firefighter. We're not. Think of them as ghost firefighters. Typically, we hire four at a time. So in around the third year, if we did another $125,000, we would have enough to hire four firefighters without a major impact on the levy. So we're not actually hiring. We're putting money okay. aside to enable hiring.
Because I had some concern. I believe in every 100 calls, it's maybe two or fire related. So I'm just wondering if it was absolute necessary to have four in a truck, if we could find some savings there.
So if you want my opinion or the chief's?
The chief's. And yours as well.
Through the chair, what we're trying to achieve is that kind of the base argument was how many firefighters we respond with. It really doesn't matter how we get them there in one sense, but standards recommend for a typical, I'll say, house fire, we should have at least 14 or 15 on the initial response. Hiring the four gets us closer to that number.
Through the chair, can I follow up, please? Sure. We're still using volunteers, correct? And with the double header rule changes, that means we should be able to get more volunteers with experience from other fire departments as well.
So I'll,
is that correct?
You mean the double header?
Yeah,
Chief?
Through the chair, to answer your first part of the question, yes, we use volunteers and we'll continue for many years. That should start to impact us, though it has not yet. Seeing a lot of double hatters wanting to apply as volunteers so far.
And Mr. Pinn can shed some light on the timing.
Through the chair, as part of the budget memo that went out last week on page 33 of your PDF, which is page 9 of the staffing report, there is a small table which shows the outline if council were to approve the 125 increase incrementally each year, we would be able to, or the plan would be to do the staffing in 2020.
So we'd hire four.
Okay, I will leave it at that for now. Thanks.
Okay, so Councillor, you left it open for my opinion on that. You know, as the community is growing, you know, we will be needing more firefighters. The chief is having a challenge with volunteers. Getting them, and you know, I think that's just as time goes on. So to continue what we're doing, which was to try to avoid, if you have to hire four at a time, it's a big hit on a budget at once. This was to try to slowly, you know, get enough enough money into the budget that when we needed to hire, we didn't have one big lump sum.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
Okay. Anything further, Councillor? No? Councillor Hoover.
Yes, if I could just ask a question through you to Mr. Penn. When you gave those numbers previous to Councillor Neal's resolution, was that including the all the staff, like the in engineering, the two technicians? Was that including that, those two figures, the two people as well?
Through the chair, when I gave the percentage increase at that point, that was assuming that Councillor Neal's resolution would have passed. Right now, we're at 3.33% as sits right now.
Okay.
Are you all right, Councillor?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to figure out whether I move forward with what I was going to do, but I'll leave it. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Jones.
I would like to look at community services once again. In the capital projects, the fitness equipment replacement, and for, I believe that for 2019, they're asking for 58,000 for equipment. I'm wondering if maybe we could reduce that amount by 25,000.
Okay, so this is a page, if you want the line item, page 200, third down from the top, 421-15516.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry, how much were we reducing that by? 25. Okay, so that would move that down to, my mind has gone completely numb here. 28. My math doesn't work. No, never mind. 23. Okay, questions, comments? 33. I just never argue with the clerk. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. And through you to Mr. Caruana. Mr. Caruana, I know this is almost like the situation we have with the cars that we have with our municipality and vehicles. Or is this, we've replaced other pieces of equipment in the gym over there on a regular basis? Do we have a repair contract with any of these apparatus to have them repaired and checked and made sure that they're in top running order?
Thank you, Councillor. through the chair, there's a couple of things here. We normally replace a number of our pieces of fitness equipment on an annual basis. We have literally $200,000, maybe $300,000 worth of equipment. So $60,000 a year is three or four items that are constantly coming in and coming out. And I think for the most part, what I'd like to allude here is that if you look at the revenues that are generated by this particular function, the membership want their machines to be working. We do have them on contract for repairs. The ones that are slated for repair for replacement are generally the ones that have been through the repairs, are the ones that have the signs on them, out of order, that type of thing. It's important when you're running this business to keep all of your equipment in top running order. Otherwise, you're just not going to generate the revenues or the membership that you see here today. I would discourage your reduction in this particular area.
So if I can, through you to Mr. Caruana, when was the last time we purchased new equipment in that facility?
Each year, Councillor, we replace about $58,000 worth of equipment. We've set it up that way on a continual basis, so you'll see that amount in the budget each year.
So whether it needs it or not, we replace it? Is that what I'm trying to understand?
I didn't understand.
So whether it needs to be replaced or not, it's just on there, like, you know, it's needs to be.
It's on a schedule, and we know the ones that are constantly being repaired, and so we move them up the list, if you will, and the ones that are slated to go each year. It's the best I can tell you. We try to work towards the budget at this particular point. We could use probably more, or you know, kind of, for the most part, we found out that the 58,000 was generally replacing a number of pieces that generally are out of order for the most part on any given time.
So these are just strictly pieces of equipment that are like in repair, in desperate need of repair?
They are in